The former Czech president Václav Havel has long been outspoken on human rights issues and has been a strong critic of Vladimir Putin's Russia. On the same day that President Putin said that becoming his country's next prime minister was entirely realistic, Mr. Havel was in Moscow to meet members of Russia's opposition. He called on opposition figures to overcome their differences and unite on common issues if they hope to have any real political impact. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Former President Václav Havel, October 1st, Moscow. The Czech Republic's most famous former dissident, jailed repeatedly by Czechoslovakia's communist regime, spoke at the Sakharov Center discussing the Charter 77 movement, which became the face of dissent in Czechoslovakia. A movement which Mr. Havel considers an inspiration for the current Russian opposition. On Monday, Mr. Havel discussed conditions in Russia with former dissidents, opposition leaders, and human rights activists, including Ludmila Alexeva, the founder and chairwoman of the Moscow-Helsinki group. She indicated in an interview with Prague that for members of the opposition, Mr. Havel's visit was one of major importance.
For all Russian Democrats, Václav Havel is a special figure because we remember his role in Czechoslovak dissent in Charter 77 and after as a very liberal, very democratic, maybe most democratic president in European countries. Václav Havel on this conference underlined, and I agree with him, that very important for democracy in countries which have authoritarian regime to be united. Unfortunately, to be united, it depends on the political culture of citizens in this country. Czechs know how to do it. Unfortunately, Russians cannot do it at this time.
Regarding human rights in Russia, Mrs. Alexeva is skeptical the country will see any major changes anytime soon, not least following Mr. Putin's announcement to run in December's parliamentary elections. By accepting a top place on the Unified Russia Party's list, the State Duma's strongest party of which Mr. Putin is not a member, the outgoing president is virtually guaranteed a seat, even the post of prime minister, in Russia's next government. Ludmila Alexeva again.
Nothing will change in situation with human rights after Putin presidency because in reality he keeps power and I am not sure whether he will continue the same policy or he will change it. It depends on his will. It's not real democracy. This is the situation of authoritarian regime, unfortunately.
Chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov, who will run in next year's presidential elections for the opposition, the Other Russia platform, also met with Mr. Havel at the Czech embassy in Moscow. The former champion-turned-politician told reporters that, in his view, the current regime was not in favor of real opposition. For just that reason, he has made clear he now feels more responsibility to run than ever.